可以听得见吗
Can you hear me?
OK， 不会太大声音。
It's not too loud.
我想你们可能很少听见我怎么声音这么大的。
I think it's rare for you guys to hear me speaking this loud.
OK， 现在有没有好一点
？Better.
OK， 呀，可能你们觉得奇怪，为什么今天崇拜这么快就结束了？
If you're wondering why the worship ends so early today,
因为每一次看到我站在这边就是报告的时候。
Because every time I stand up here, it's like the time for some announcements and stuff.
非常不好意思。
But
因为你们还要等一个钟头才能聚会才结束。
I'm sorry that it's still an hour away from when we can close our service.
Okay, 我这一次。也可以算我是第二次在这边讲道。
And this is actually my second time preaching here.
啊 ，Ricky 的话，上一次是很，应该是三年前还是四年前的这个啊受难节那个晚上。
If you can still remember, the last time I spoke was the Good Friday night service 3 to 4 years ago.
啊，可能你们就会忘了。
Maybe you already forgot.
啊，没关系。
But that's fine.
因为我就忘了，所以。
Because I forgot as well.
因为这次可以算我是第一次，虽然是第二次，但是真的是讲站在这边讲到，应该是第一次。
So though it's my second time speaking to you guys, it's actually my first time standing at a Sunday worship.
可能你很紧张，到底我会分享什么
？And maybe you are nervous and wanting to know what I'm going to talk about.
不用担心，我也很紧张，所以。
And don't worry, I'm also very nervous.
Okay, 好，我们开始之前，我们先做一个祷告。
Let's start with a prayer.
我们在天上的父
，Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
今天早上把我们都是带到你，来到你的圣殿当中。
That you bring us all here in your temple this morning.
主，我们在这边来敬拜你。
Where we came here to worship you.
我们也是在这边听你的话语。
And we came here to listen to your words.
主，无论是我的讲道
Lord, no matter for my preaching
还是 Samantha 的翻译
or the translation
求你灵与我们同在
May you be with us
借着我们所讲所翻译的
And through what we speak and translate
都能带出你的话语
We can bring down your words
愿你的灵
May your spirit
充满在我们当中
Fill us
让弟兄姐妹听到的
So brothers and sisters
都是你的话语
Can hear your words
主要把我跟 Samantha 都隐藏在你里面
Lord hide Uncle Cam and I under your wings
让弟兄姐妹所看到的听到的
So brothers and sisters can see and hear
只有你自己
From yourself
我们祷告
We pray
侍奉耶稣的名求
In Jesus name
Amen
Amen
OK只是过去几个礼拜一两个月我都在考虑
So in the past few weeks and months I've been considering this
应该跟弟兄姐妹分享什么才好
What should I share with you brothers and sisters
所以想说祷告以后
So after praying
我觉得就是把我过去这几个礼拜几个月在神面前的怎么决定今天站在这边讲到的经历来跟弟兄姐妹分享
I decided to share with you how I thought through and decided to speak to you this morning in the past few months
所以今天我的题目是做口笨舌
So today my topic is slow of speech, slow of tongue
是侍奉的挑战
The challenge of serving
只是这个也是过去几个月我在神面前祷告的我自己的愿意站在这边讲到这个挑战在当中
And this is also a challenge for me in the past few months
在 PowerPoint 上面你会看到我是想跟弟兄姐妹问第一个问题
So on PowerPoint you will see that I want to start with a few questions
我想讲到开始问问题有时候可以提醒弟兄姐妹你们不会睡着
Sometimes I feel like by asking questions I can make sure that you guys don't fall asleep
OK 在圣经里面尤其是在旧约里面有一个人物讲过这句话
In Old Testament a character said these words
他说我本是做口笨舌的
He says, I'm slow of speech, slow of tongue.
啊，这句话我有三个人物，你看一下，你们知道是谁讲的。
And I give you three choices.
第一个是但以理。
The first is Daniel.
第二个是以斯帖。
The second is Ezekiel.
第三个是摩西。
And the third one is Moses.
Okay, 有谁觉得是但以理讲的？
Who think it's from Daniel?
以斯帖。
Or Ezekiel.
摩西。
Or Moses.
不错，感谢主。
Good.
至少你没有看圣经。
At least you've read the Bible.
Okay, 这个的话，如果你们再看这个在旧约里面。
And if you continue to read in the Old Testament.
是讲到说摩西在这个何烈山上面跟他岳父看守羊群。
It talks about how Moses on the mountain was looking over their sheep with his father-in-law.
刚才在看守羊群的时候。
And when he was watching over the sheep.
神向他显现。
The angel of the Lord appeared to him.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有被烧毁。
The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed.
跟着神的对摩西说。
And then the Lord said to Moses.
他说，我看一下埃及人怎么样，西亚只是以色列人啊，故此神又打发摩西去见法老，使摩西可以将神的百姓以色列从埃及领出来。
I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. Therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the son of Israel, out of Egypt.
你们还记得摩西的反应怎么样？他是怎么什么反应
？And do you remember Moses' response?
摩西大概前后有四次都很不愿意，他找很多借口、很多理由说他不要去。
Moses found four different excuses, for him to not go.
跟着最后一次，摩西怎么样对神说
？And in the last time,
摩西说，摩西最后怎么跟神讲
？The first time Moses said to said this.
他说：“摩西对耶和华说，主啊，我数日不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样。我本是做口笨舌的。
”Please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither recently nor in time past, nor since you have spoken to your servant.For I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.
Okay, 跟着讲完这句之后
，And after that,
摩西继续讲这句话。
Moses continued to say,
他说：“摩西说，主啊，你愿意打发谁就打发谁去。
”Please, Lord, now send the message by whomever you will.
我第一次看到这节经文的时候
，The first time when I read through this,
我觉得摩西还算不错。
I thought Moses was pretty good.
他好像前面三番四次就把神这个呼召退掉了。
It looked like he refused God for 3 to 4 times.
好像最后一次他好像就说好啊，你打发我就去吧。
And in the last time, it seems that he said, "Okay, if you want to send me, I will go."
原来你看原文语，原来摩西不是这个意思。
But if you go back to the original scripture, that wasn't what Moses meant.
这个意思可能有两个意思在里面。
There are two different messages in the sentence.
第一个意思。
The first one being.
就可以说，当有人邀请你退不掉的时候，你就好像很不耐烦，说好好我就去吧。
The first one is if someone insists on inviting you and you can't deny it, then you'll be like, okay, fine, I will go, sure.
第二个反应。
And the second response,
就好像摩西说，你打发谁去都可以，但不要是我。
The second type, kind of interpretation is Moses saying, Send whomever you will, but implying not me.
Okay, 好，我们看圣经里面第二个人物。
And let's move on to the second character in the Old Testament.
他在旧约里面讲过这一句话啊，
He said,
是新旧约里面有一个人物。
So there is a character who said these words.
啊，他说：“主耶和华，我不知怎么说，因为我是年幼的。”
Alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak because I am a youth.
Okay, 这句话要考一下弟兄姐妹。
So now, I challenge you to.
啊，是约书亚
了。Consider is it set by Joshua?
耶利米。
Jeremiah.
还是提摩太
？Or Timothy?
Okay, 谁说是约书亚讲的这句话？
If you think it's Joshua, raise your
hand.
Okay,
有人举手。Okay, 耶利米。
Jeremiah.
Okay, 不错，有两三个弟兄姐妹。Okay, 提摩太。
Timothy.
我只有三个选择，所以没有四个选择。
We only have three choices, so you have to choose.
Okay, yeah, 如果是选耶利米的话，是选对了。
But if you chose Jeremiah, you were right.
啊，这个是。在耶利米他是在主前640年到586年的时候做先知。
Jeremiah was a prophet in 640 to 586 BC.
那时神是呼召他去向这个犹大国宣布神的审判即将来临。
God commissioned him to proclaim the immediate judgment from God.
啊，这个不是一个很容易的一个责任。
It wasn't an easy job.
因为你也向一个国家说，神快要来灭亡这个国家了。
Because he had to tell a whole country that, God will soon, destroy you.
啊，这是耶利米这卷书也是很特别的一卷书。
And the book of Jeremiah is also a very unique book.
当然，神在那边是宣告他的审判。
In the beginning, God was announcing his judgment over Judah.
啊，但是在审判之后，神还是蛮有怜悯，还有恩慈的。
However, after that, God was full of grace.
啊，都是审判以后，神会想起他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And after the judgment.God remembered his covenant with Abraham.
就是审判之后，神会恢复跟更新以色列。
And after the judgment, God will renew and restore Israel.
跟说神之后又会跟他的子民立一个新约。
And then God will make a new covenant with his people.
啊，这个新约就是神会把他的律法放在他的子民的心里面。
That he will put the law in the heart of his people.
跟着当神呼召耶利米的时候
And when Jesus called Jeremiah,
耶利米就是有这个反应
God called Jeremiah, and this was Jeremiah's response.
啊，这个是在耶利米书第一章第六节里面所讲的。
It's in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 6.
啊，耶利米这个反应跟摩西很不一样。
So, Jeremiah was.His response was pretty different from Moses.
摩西他是三番四次都不愿意去接受神这个呼召。
Moses denied God for three to four times.
但是耶利米这很不一样。
But Jeremiah was different.
耶利米如果从圣经来看，他那时候他可能是这个只有他们叫做 late teenager， 就是可能只有十八、十九岁那个样，都是那个年纪。
Jeremiah at the time was around 18 to 19 years old. He was considered a late teenager.
所以他很坦白的跟神，他不是说他不愿意，但是他觉得他没有经验，他还是这么年轻。
And Jeremiah was blunt with God. He's not saying that he's not willing, but he's saying that he'slacks experience and he's very young.
所以我们看到当神呼召一个人的时候
Therefore, we can see that when Lord called someone,
我们都可能有不同的反应
We might have different responses.
可能像摩西
Maybe we're like Moses.
也问大家一个问题
And then I have a question for you.
摩西被神呼召的时候，他年纪多大了？
How old was Moses when he was called by the Lord?
四十岁是不是？
40.
还是八十岁？
Or 80.
当摩西被神呼召的时候，应该是八十岁。
Moses was 80 when he was called.
他可能已经经历过人生很多的经验。
He might have been through a lot of things in his life.
当神呼召他的时候，他可能很多的考虑在里面。
And he, when the Lord called him, he may have a lot of considerations.
所以他不停的就是跟神说他不愿意去。
And that's why he kept saying.To God that He's not willing to go.
但是当你人生经验越多的时候，很多时候你会对很多事情也就会比较考虑的深，才会做这个决定。
So maybe the more experienced you are in your life, the more thoughtful you are before making a decision.
耶利米他可能比较年轻。
And Jeremiah maybe because he was young.
他是很坦白、很单纯的。
He's very naive.
就跟神说我太年幼了，我不适合去做先知。
And he just told God that I'm too young to be a prophet.
所以很多时候神呼召我们，无论我这次站在这边讲道也好。
Therefore, many times when the Lord calls us,
还是神呼召你在教会的侍奉。
Maybe it's like me standing here and preaching, or maybe His call is on you, serving in the church.
可能我们都有不同的反应。
Maybe we'll all have different responses.
我们可能说，不如找这个弟兄姐妹比我更好。
Maybe we'll say that, oh, why don't pick that brother or sister? He or she is better than me.
所以现在我们回头去看摩西跟耶利米的时候，我们可能觉得说，哎，为什么他们不接受神的呼召？
And now when we look back at Moses and Jeremiah, maybe we will be wondering why didn't they answer God's calling at the first time?
所以我们可能每个人都有自己的不同的原因。
But indeed, we may all have our different reasons.
只是我也不例外。
I'm no exception.
我们教会已经有好几年没有牧师了。
It has been several years that we don't have a pastor in our church.
过去几年都感谢主，都给我们很多从 LA 过来的讲员。
And praise the Lord, in the past few years, we've been having many guest speakers coming from LA.
但是偶然有一两个礼拜，我们真的是找不到讲员。
But occasionally, for a week or two, we may not be able to find any speaker.
尤其是那些特别大的一些我们基督徒一些的礼拜天，比如说复活节啦。
Especially the Christian during the Christian holidays like the Easter,
感恩节啦
or Thanksgiving,
圣诞节啦
or Christmas,
因为通常很多牧师在自己的教会都有很多的侍奉
because oftentimes the pastor would have a lot of duties in their own church.
所以每一次我们找不到讲员的时候
therefore every time we find a speaker,
我们通常都会谁讲到，知不知道？通常如果我们找不到讲员的时候，我们教会都是谁讲到的？
So when we can't find a speaker, who would be preaching our church?
当然不是我了。
That's not me.
通常都是林中长老讲到的。
It's oftentimes Elder John.
但是每一次，因为主要都是我跟林中长老安排的讲员。
And because it's on me and Elder John to put together the speaker schedule.
每一次我们找不到讲员，我都跟林中长老说，你可不可以把你填进去好不好？
So every time we run out of speakers, I will ask John, can I just fill you in?
你觉得每一次问的时候，林中长老的反应会怎么样？
So what's his reaction?
你从来没有听过林中长老说 no 这个字的。
You would never hear him say no.
因为每一次问他，他一定说 yes 的。
Every time I ask him, he will say yes.
无论你多晚时间去问他。
And no matter how late it is, he will say yes.
他都会说，他会做的。
And he will do it.
啊，其实林中长老也问过好几次，说我愿不愿意站在这边讲道。
And Joe asked me a few times, if I'm willing to stand here and preach.
Yeah, 其实那时候我就想说，啊，其实我也应该帮忙分担一下他的这个责任。
And I also thought that, I should, share the responsibility with him.
啊，但是我不愿意是有一大堆理由的。
But I have a laundry list of reasons that I want to say no.
啊，我想比摩西的理由更多。
I think maybe more than Moses.
啊，我想弟兄姐妹认识我多的话，都知道我讲话声音很小的。
And if you know me, brothers and sisters, you know that I have a very soft voice.
啊，感谢主，我们有现在有这个很好的麦在这边。
Praise the Lord that we have the mic here.
如果我们用这个麦的话。
If we use this microphone,
啊，你可能后面的人坐在前面两排才听见我讲话的。
Maybe you all need to sit in the first two rows to be able to hear me.
呀，常常弟兄姐妹坐在最后一排就会跟我说，声音不大声一点。
Many times, the brothers and sisters sitting in the last row will be signaling to me that I should speak louder.
啊，跟着。我第二个理由就是说，啊，我的中文国语讲得太糟糕了。
And my second reason is that my Mandarin is so bad.
啊，你今天听得懂我讲这个讲到的话，全是神的恩典。
If you can understand my preaching today, it's all because of God's grace.
Yeah, 只是很多弟兄姐妹有时候我们跟他开玩笑的时候。
Sometimes when we were joking.
我说，如果我用国语讲到的话。
I would say that if I preach in Mandarin,
啊，您那些只会听广东话的，他们不需要翻译都听得懂。
Even a Cantonese only congregation can understand me.
所以我们今天就有英文翻译在当中。
That's why I'm here today.
啊，跟着加上，因为我是教会其中一个长老。
And because I'm one of the elders.
啊，你知道教会长老只是跟他谈的同工，只是因为教会没有牧师，我们的很多。很多事情很多责任要做的。
Because we don't have a pastor, the elders and deacons at church have many, many different responsibilities.
啊，所以每一次林中问我的时候。
So every time John asked me.
啊，我说啊，教会实在太多事情要做了。
I would say that, oh, there are so many other things to do in church.
但是其实这个也不是真的理由。
But this is also not a real reason.
因为林中他也是长老。
Because Joe is also an elder.
我多事情做，他也是很多事情做。
He has as many things to do as I do.
所以我这个理由可以对弟兄姐妹讲，但不能对林中长老讲。
So I could say this reason to brothers and sisters, but not to Uncle Joe.
我可以多讲一个理由好了，我想比牧师多一个理由就好了。
So let me just add one more reason. I just need to have one more reason than Moses.
就是我看书很慢的。
Is that I'm a very slow reader.
我是看几遍才能就是明白书里面的内容。
I need to read several times before I can understand what the book was saying.
啊，除非是电脑书。
Unless it's an e-book.
呀，所以我想说，如果有准备讲到的话，我也不能随便乱讲。
And I thought if I have to prepare a sermon, I can't just like not read.
啊，所以我想说啊，可能要花很多时间去准备。
And I think it will take me forever to prepare.
啊，所以我想说啊，这是虽然理由，或者说我还是不适合讲道的。
And I thought, oh, due to those reasons, I'm not suitable for preaching.
啊，但进入今年2018年。
But as we enter 2018.
啊，我们发现邀请讲员好像比较困难。
We found it more difficult to invite.Guest speakers.
啊，我们原本母亲节、父亲节都没有讲员。
We had no speakers aligned for Mother's Day and Father's Day before.
啊，所以真是感谢主，就是下礼拜的母亲节。
But praise the Lord, next weekend, which is Mother's Day.
啊，原本今天是 Sam Chow 长老跟 Nora 讲到的今天。
So today was scheduled that Pastor Chell and his wife will be preaching.
但是后来我们跟他谈的时候。
about when we talked with him.
啊，他们说他们下礼拜也可以过来。
They said that they could be here next week as well.
啊，那我们觉得啊，如果请他们在母亲节讲道，可能比较适合。
And we find it's more suitable for us to invite them over for the Mother's Day.
啊，所以我们就把这个讲道的时间把他们换到下礼拜。
So we changed the schedule.
啊，夫人之间，我们今天就空了，没有讲道。没有人讲到。
That's why we have a vacancy today.
啊，所以祷告以后，我觉得我还是要站在这边讲到。
So after praying, I think I should preach.
但是在这个决定之前，我并不是说很顺服，就是说好，神我都讲到了。
But before I make this decision, I was not very obedient.
啊，只是从以及三月底四月初，原牧师在我们当中。
And at the end of March and in the beginning of April, when Pastor Yuan was with us.
啊，当他在这边的时候，只是我也考虑说要不要讲道。
When he was here, I was also considering if I should be preaching.
啊，原牧师他也劝勉我说，如果神是神的旨意的话，我应该考虑。
Pastor Van also encouraged me that if it's God's will, then I should consider.
啊，当我这样想的时候，我就跟神说：“好，神，我就如果你答应我三个条件的话，我就可以讲道。
”And then I promised God that okay, if you answer my three requests, I will be willing to preach.
好像我就开始跟神在讨价还价了。
It's like I was bargaining with God.
啊，不晓得。国语有些讲是广东话叫跟神讲述，就是跟神讨价还价的意思在当中。
Yes, like a canonly saying.
Okay, 所以我就向神祷告说，如果你答应我这三个祷告的话，我就愿意在这边讲道。
So I told God that if you answer three prayers for me, I will be willing to be preaching.
啊，感谢神。
And praise the Lord.
他三个都没有答应。
He answered none.
如果你记得，刚好我做这个祷告的时候，刚好原牧师他在这边讲到。
And when I was making that prayer, Pastor Van was preaching here.
原牧师他如果你还记得但他讲到但以你的三个朋友。
And if you still remember, he talked about Daniel and his three friends.
他三个朋友他怎么样？他们回答就是这个王，他们这么回答。
And how did his three friends respond to the king?
那当天你还记得是 Aaron 啊，他们坐站在几边，晨曦他们站在几边的时候。
And if you still remember, Aaron and Shen, 晨曦 were like standing here.
Yeah, 就是说他们怎么样，无论神拯救他们不拯救他们，他们都不会。却不会拜这个王的假神。
And they were saying that no matter if God saved them or not, they will not be worshiping the idol of the king.
所以这边原牧师他就提出跟我们分享说。
And there Pastor Van shared with us.
就说我们作为基督徒。
We being Christians.
无论神有恩典答应我们祷告也好。
No matter if God answers our prayer with grace,
还是说他不答应我们祷告
or he didn't respond to our prayers,
我们都学会怎么就是服在神的主权之下。
We need to learn to submit to his sovereignty.
所以我们基督徒一方面是接受神的恩典。
So on one hand, we accept God's grace.
一方面也顺服神的主权之下。
And on the other hand, we need to submit to God's power.
所以在这个上个祷告，神都没有应答应我这个祷告的时候。
And when God didn't answer my prayer,
我还是觉得后来祷告我就顺服下来了。
I still prayed and decided to obey.
在这个过程当中
，And during this process,
我是学了三样东西。
I've learned three things.
其实以前我也知道这三个基督徒的这个要学的功课。
I knew these three things as lessons that Christians should know before.
但是过了这么多年我都忘了。
But after all those years, I forgot.
所以今天 我想跟弟兄姐妹很快的分享 这三个我学习重新再学还是学习的功课。
So I want to quickly share with you, brothers and sisters, the three lessons that I have learned and relearned.
Okay, 我讲到讲到一半了。
So it's halfway through.
我会尽快把下面就尽快把它讲完。Okay, 所以我学第一个功课。
So the first lesson.
就是学习怎么做的器皿。
It's learn to be a vessel.
刚才我讲到说，我不愿意讲到实质很多原因。
I just mentioned that I have many reasons to not wanting to preach.
当然，刚才我讲了已经比摩西更多的理由。
I've already given you more reasons than Moses.
只是我有更多理由的。
But actually, I have more.
其中我常常想说，如果有讲到的话。如果我的讲道不能吸引人，不能感动人的时候怎么办？
I was thinking, what if my preaching could not touch people?
如果的讲道还没有讲到一半，所有人就睡着了怎么办？
What if my preaching puts people to sleep?
其实也不错，这样我觉得。
Maybe that's a better thing.
如果晚上睡不着来听讲道的话。
So those who have insomnia can come to the church.
你可以免了钱去买这个安眠药。
So they can save money on melatonin.
Yeah, 不过以后我去见神面的时候，我就有一点点问题了。
But maybe I will have trouble when I face God.
所以我对讲到我自己很多说，如果我讲到讲得不好，会接下来这样怎么办？
And therefore, I have many concerns about me preaching. I'm thinking, like, what if I preach bad, and what should I do?
但是每一次当我想到这些理由的时候
，But every time I thought about those reasons,
神就好像跟我讲说
，It's like God speaking to me that
说说 Cam 长老
，Elder Cam，
你为什么每一次一想到讲道，你就想到是你的讲道了？
Why every time you think about preaching, you think about it as if it's your preaching?
神说这是你的讲道吗？
And God asked me, is it your preaching?
这是你自己在做我的工作吗？
Is it just you doing the work?
这次透过这些神再次提醒我。
And through this, God reminded me again.
我只是一个器皿。
That I'm a vessel.
神所要的。
What he wants
是一个忠心的管家
is a loyal servant.
神只是透过我这个器皿去把他话在工作显出来
And God is working through me a vessel to show his word.
就好像他对摩西跟耶利米一样
Just like what he did with Moses and Jeremiah.
当摩西回答神说你去派别人去了，不要派我去的时候。
When Moses said to God that send whomever you will, but not me.
神怎么回答他
？How did God respond to him？
神对他说
，Lord says，
他说，谁造人的口了？谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎了？岂不是我耶和华么？现在去。我必赐你口才，只叫你所当说的话。
Who has made man's mouth, or who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now then, go, and I, even I, will be with you with your mouth and teach you what you are to say.
这个神再次提醒摩西。
This is God reminding Moses.
当我们做神的工的时候
，When we are doing God's work，
如果我们清楚是神呼召我们的时候。
If we're sure that it's God's calling,
我们相信是神会赐给我们口才。
We believe that God will give us the ability to speak.
是神会负责一切。
And God will be responsible for everything.
当耶利米回答神说：“我年幼不怎么讲，不懂得怎么讲话的时候。”
When Jeremiah told the Lord that he doesn't know how to speak because he is a youth.
而且，你想一下。那时候耶利米才可能只有十八十九岁。
And think about it, Jeremiah was just 18 or 19 at that point.
他要负责一个很重大的责任。
He has such a great responsibility.
而且这个责任是非常不讨好人的。
And this responsibility is not good in like the people's eyes.
神怎么回答他？
How did God respond to him?
神对他说，
God said,
你不要惧怕他们，
Do not be afraid of them,
因为我与你同在，
For I am with you,
要拯救你，
To deliver you,
这是耶和华说的，
declares the Lord.
所以很多时候我们侍奉神的时候，
Therefore, many times when we serve the Lord,
我们清不清楚到底是我们自己在做神的工呢，还是神在做他的工？
Are we clear about it if it's us doing the work or God doing his work?
跟着有一句圣经是刚才我们读经时候已经读过的。
And that brings us back to the scripture reading today.
就是哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第四章的七节。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
他这样说。
It says,
我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
这个所讲的宝贝。
So this treasure it talks about.
可以说是这个福音的大能。
It's the power of gospel.
也是基督耶稣的大能。
It's also the power of Jesus.
放在这个瓦器里面。
It was put in a vessel.
这个瓦器也可以翻成是器皿。
Or a vehicle.
所以这个器皿就是代表我们。
And that's us.
这个能力不是在于这个瓦器，还是这个器皿。
And the power doesn't lies with the earthen vessel.
而是在于神自己的能力在我们里面。
But with God Himself in us.
我们只需要把里面的能力彰显出来。
And we just need to live out the power that's within us.
不是彰显我们自己。
Not ourselves.
所以当我们侍奉神的时候。
And therefore, when we serve the Lord,
我们可以问我们这个问题。
We may ask ourselves,
是我们是神的器皿呢，还是神的器皿？
Are we God's vessel or our...Or are we God's vessel?
Okay, 好，这两个神的器皿有什么不一样？
So what's the difference?
左边的器皿是非常大的。
On the left hand side, the vessel is enlarged.
这个就像我刚刚准备要不要讲到我的想法。
It's like my thoughts when I thought about when I first thought about if I should preach.
Yeah, 就是我把自己看得很大。
I put myself in the center.
那第二个神的器皿。
And the second one, God's vessel.
我们知道神是比万有都大。
We know that God is greater than all.
我们只是一个小的器皿。
We're just a small vessel.
我们只是彰显神出来就可以了。
And all we need to do is to show God through us.
所以也希望弟兄姐妹可以想一下，你是想做左边的神的器皿呢，还是右边的神的器皿？
So brothers and sisters, you may think, just take a moment and think about if you want to be God's vessel on the left hand side or God's vessel on the right hand side.
Okay, 那第二点我学到的。
The second point that I learned.
就是我们的神的名字叫耶和华以勒。
That is that our God's name is Jehovah Jireh.
就是说在神的圣山上必有预备。
It means that the Lord will provide.
有没有人知道这个故事是出于哪里的？
Do you know where the story came from?
是 OK, 有人讲了，是亚伯拉罕献以撒那个故事上面的。
So, yeah, someone mentioned that the story about how Abraham gave his son Isaac as a sacrifice to God, as an offering.
当时候当亚伯拉罕要动手献以撒的时候
，and just right before Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac,
神的天使跟亚伯拉罕说：“你不要伤害这个小孩。”
The angel of the Lord stopped him.
他说。神说他已知道亚伯拉罕对他是神的心。
And he told Abraham that God knows his heart.
跟着神就为亚伯拉罕预备了一只羊羔。
And then God prepared and provided a lamb for Abraham.
所以自此之后，亚伯拉罕就把那个地方称为耶和华以勒。
And since then, Abraham has called this place Jehovah Jireh.
就是讲就说神必有预备。
It talks about how God will provide.
这个的话也刚才我提到说，当我在考虑要不要讲到的时候，我是向神有三个要求。
And when I was considering preaching, I have three prayer requests for God.
我说神都没有答应，任一个都没有答应我。
And I've already told you that God answered none.
但是神却用另外一个方法跟我讲。
But God told me in a different way.
那时候我刚好礼拜天，有一天我是去接 Anne 过来主日学的时候。
It was a Sunday when I went to pick up Anne for the Sunday school.
我在还在车上等 Anne 出来的时候。
I was in the car waiting for Anne to come.
我刚好手机，我忘了那天为什么会翻到这个哥林多前书。
I don't know why, but I scrolled to the First Corinthians on my phone.
通常我手机就看别的东西。
Usually I flip through other things, but
那天就是有刚好是哥林多前书在里面。
But that day I saw the First Corinthians.
它里面是哥林多前书第十四节。
It's
十四章。
It's chapter 14.
他讲的说，你们要追求爱，也要羡慕这个属灵的恩赐，其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。做先知讲道的是对人说，要造就安慰劝勉人。
Pursue love, yet earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. The one who prophesies speaks to people for edification and encouragement and consolation.
这个的话的提醒我说，这个讲道其实也是个恩赐。
This reminds me that to be able to preach is a gift.
在哥林多前书讲到这个先知讲道。
In First Corinthians, it talks about prophecy.
只是就是讲到先就是讲到的，就是讲到的恩赐。
It is the gift of preaching.
所以忽然间我就想着说，如果这个是恩赐的话。
So today I was thinking if it's a gift.
如果我也知道是神的呼召的时候。神的呼召。
And if I hear God's calling?
如果我们向神求，神会不给吗？
If we pray to God, will He not give us such gift?
就像刚才我们提到说，我们的神是耶和华以勒。
Just as we mentioned that our God is Jehovah Jireh.
他必有预备。
He will provide.
而且神说，如果你愿意跟随他的时候。
And God says, if you are willing to follow Him,
你向他求,
you pray to Him.
只要你不是妄求,
as long as you don't pray in vain,
神是答应你的,
God will answer you.
Okay, 好, 我们很快看第三点。
And the third point,
我们是, 我学到的是我凭信而行。
The thing I've learned is I walk by faith.
我知道最近 CCF 跟 ISF 都看完雅各书好像。
I knew that both CCF and ISF have just finished the book of James recently.
Okay, 有没有人记得雅各书三章一节讲什么？
Does any of you remember what James chapter 3 verse 1 talks about?
你想不起来没关系。
If you can't remember, it's fine.
对，我都想不起来。
Because I couldn't remember.
Okay, 这边就是讲到说，三章一节讲到说，我的弟兄们。不要多人做师父，就是不要多人做老师，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
It says, let not many of you become teachers, my brethren, knowing that as such we will incur a stricter judgment.
所以这个是也是我所不想讲到一个担心在里面。
So this is also one of my worries about preaching.
因为神的话讲得很清楚。
Because it was clear in God's word.
我们教导别人的时候,
when we teach others,
我们 将来要受到更重的审判的判断
who incur a stricter judgment.
因为耶稣讲得很清楚说我们的义如果不超过这个法利赛人的义的话我不能进天国
because Jesus said very clearly if we our righteousness does not surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees we cannot be in heaven.
因为法利赛人他们很多时候只会讲不会做
because Pharisees sometimes are just about what they say but not what they do.
所以当我想说我不愿意讲道的时候我是怕我所讲的行不出来
So when I was concerning about preaching I was worried about that I cannot live out what I say.
那时候不单只绊倒弟兄姐妹
And if that happens I would not just be
stumbling block
blocking brothers and sisters.
也是将来跟神交账的时候神会有个判断在当中
but also that God will judge me at that day
但是神给了我一句圣经的话
but God gave me a verse from the Bible
是先看罗马书第一章第十七节
Romans chapter 1 verse 17
因为神的义是本于信以至于信如经上所记义人必因信得生
For in the gospel our righteousness was, which God ascribes is revealed both springing from faith and leading to faith The man who through faith is just and upright shall live and shall live by faith
这个英文版本我是从这 Amplified Bible 拿出来的
This is from the AMP version
这个 Amplified Bible 就是给我这些不会看原文的人看的
So Amplified The Amplified version of the Bible is for those who, like me, do not read the original scripture. Because I'm interested to know what it was in its Hebrew version. But I couldn't read, so.
But Amplified Bible 都会把一些比较原文的意思就是写出来。
But Amplified version would tried its best to write out the original meaning.
所以你看的英文也是奇怪。
Therefore, sometimes the English is a little bit odd.
Yeah, 可能不会很顺的，不像很顺的这个英文在当中。
It may not flow smoothly.
所以这边就是当我刚才有个担心，说我怕我讲到以后我行不出来的时候。
So when I was worried about that, I worry about not being able to live out what I preach.
神就把这句话再放在我心里面
God put this word in my heart
就是说我们得到神这个义
that we got God's righteousness
我们开始是因为我们相信神
It started by faith
但是这个公义也带到我们进入我们行出这个信心的实质在里面
and the faith will also lead us in living it out
他最后一句
the last part
他不单只说英文是说 faith is just an upright shall live 就是说我们称义我们是称义以后我们就活了
So in the English version says after we have through faith we can live
但最重要的是说最后一个 amplifies 翻成说 shall live by faith 就是我们中文是翻成必因信得生这给我们感觉好说我们信耶稣之后我们得到这个生命
So the Chinese version says if I translate directly it says if you have the faith then you get to live
但是它原文是有一个更深层的意思在里面
But in the original scripture and in the amplified version it has a deeper meaning
就是说我们基督徒生活里面是靠着这个信心去生活
is that we need to live by faith.
所以这两个翻译就是对第一个是说我们因为相信而得到这个生命。
Both interpretations are right. The first one being because for our faith we get to live.
所以但是我们基督徒的生活也是靠着信心去生活。
But at the same time, a Christian life is a life lived by faith.
跟着还有最后一句经文。
And the last verse.
是就是希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
如果你们对希伯来书比较熟的话。
If you are familiar with the book of Hebrews.
十一章跟十二章都是可以说是一个信心的这个经文。
The chapter 11 and 12 are all about faith.
跟做希伯来书十二章第二节。
And in chapter 12, verse 2, it says.
他告诉我们说，我们要仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
就是当我们有些忧虑的时候。
When we were worried.
圣经提醒我们说。
The Bible reminds us to.
为我们信心创始成终是耶稣。
Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
所以我们有任何担心的地方。
So whatever we may be worried about,
我们都可以凭着信心去经历神。
We can go through it by faith.
就是当我们在神当中有这个对神有信心，不是对我们自有信心，而是说对当我们对神有信心的时候，神会带领我们离开我们只有头脑上的对神的认识，而进入经历神他的真实。
And when we have faith not in ourselves but in God, He will bring us beyond our mind and our thinking, our knowledge of God, but into really experiencing God.
所以很多时候，我们只要愿意踏出这个信心的第一步的时候，这个不是讲到救恩方面，而是说去经历神方面。说如果你愿意踏出信心的第一步的时候，你就会慢慢经历神。
If you are willing to take the first step, not just in believing God, but in experiencing God, then we can really have a taste of that.
所以我结束的时候
，and to to conclude my message,
就给大家一个challenge 在当中。
I will give you a challenge.
就是你们愿不愿意在侍奉神上踏出你信心的第一步
？Are we willing to take that first step of faith in serving？
Okay, 原本我是有一首诗歌是作为这个回应的诗歌。
I prepared a hymn for response.
这首是也不容易唱的诗歌，只是。
It's not an easy song to sing.
感谢胡涛、文静跟林中，他们都为我们准备。这么念了很长时间，就帮我等会带这个回应的诗歌。
And the worship team have been practiced for a while.
这首诗歌其实是非常好的诗歌。
It is a very beautiful song.
它叫做《开到水深之处》。
It's called "The Mercy of God is an Ocean Divine."
它里面有四节，bless you.
It has four verses.
里面有四节这个歌词。
Of lyrics.
他一节就是提醒我们基督徒说
，And in every verse it reminds us，
我们是否只是停留在信主以后，我们是否只停留在岸边
？That after we came to believe, did we just stop at a shore？
他第二节经文诗歌说很多人只是站在海岸边，不愿意踏出信心的第一步。
And especially in the second verse, it says, "But many, alas, only stand on the shore, not willing to take the first step."
你第三节是讲到说，有些人是愿意踏出一两步，但是离这个信救恩的岸边不远。
In the third verse, it talks about others just venture away from the land and linger so near to the shore.
最后一节。
And the last verse.
它是鼓励弟兄姐妹。
It encourages brothers and sisters.
说所有信主的弟兄姐妹。
All the Christians.
你愿不愿意进入神这个深的海洋当中
？Are you willing to launch out on this ocean so broad？
当你愿意这样子做的时候
，When you are willing to do so，
你就会真的去经历神自己。
You will be experiencing God Himself.
而且你知道神是那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And you will get to know the starter and the perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ.
好，然后把时间交给 worship team 帮我们带。
We will be giving the time to the worship team.
We 四节都唱。